Hello?
Hey, Arthur, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah?
Okay, Arthur, Rick here from Hoffenmesser. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
Not too bad. I left you a text message early today, probably about 20 minutes ago. Did you get that?
I don't know. Saying what did he say?
I'm sorry.
I was saying, what did the message say?
Well, I just mentioned that I was out of the office. I mean, we don't work on the weekends, and then, yesterday on Monday I was out of the office, so I was just trying to return your call. I think you left me a couple messages about, the maintenance we were discussing about the application. Does that ring any bells?
Right. It
Right.
does.
So, yeah. So you were asking, what do I need to switch companies, right? I think you mean to say that you want to, the current development company that built the application for you want to move off from them and you want to start the maintenance with us. Is that correct?
I was want to know what would be the process. I mean, first I got to get the financial parameters in order. And I don't want to switch companies and then you get it and you be like, oh well, this is not, we didn't agree to this and that and this and that, you know.
Nope, yeah. So yeah,
I
let me
mean,
just
I,
remind
you,
you. Sorry.
I'm listening.
Okay, let me just remind you of the conversation we've had over the text messages. So we've not had a lot
Correct.
of time to talk over the phone, and this is probably our first call today, if I'm not wrong. So I mentioned this to you earlier as well, Arthur, on the text messages, that we send you an engagement letter that has all the terms of the maintenance defined, right? So whatever is included and whatever is not, all that is mentioned in a contract that we send over to you. So we are binded by the contract. If it goes wrong, if it goes astray, you're more than welcome to take your steps. I mean, we do offer a money back guarantee as well for the first 30 days. So if you don't like the service, you don't like the people that I assigned to you, the team that's working with you on the maintenance, we would understand because it's not like if you start with us, you definitely have to complete the tenure with us as well. We do give you the option to try out the service, and if it doesn't work out for you, you can opt out. And then on top of that, the package is mentioned on the contract, so whatever is included, and even whatever is not, let's say the upgrades or any kind of enhancements that don't come with the maintenance, even that's worded out on the contract exactly, by clause by clause. So that I'll send over to you. You can look at that, and if you feel comfortable, unless you have any questions, you can feel free to sign that over and you can begin this. If you have any questions, we can keep another call. We can even have a Zoom meeting. I can show you some projects as well that we've done in the recent past if that kind of helps make you more comfortable. So we are open to, whatever due diligence you'd like to do at your end, and I completely understand where you're coming from.
Okay. And how much would this how much would this cost?
Well, I think I gave you a discounted price. That was for the month of September. I will still have to confirm if that is still doable because
Hello?
I, yeah, you there?
You blinked out.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. So when we were discussing this, I told you that I gave you a price that was discounted for the month of September, right? Do you remember? I gave you promotional pricing.
All
Right, so now although the month has gone by and we've started a new month, but I'll still try and honor that since we have had the conversation and I understand that you've been busy, so you've not had the time to look at it. I'll confirm the exact pricing to you in the engagement letter that I send over. Either it's going to be the regular price that we charge on a regular day, that's $349 per month, or it's I'm sorry, $399 per month, or it's going to be the discounted price that I gave you, that's going to be $299 per month. So whatever that is, I'll confirm that via an engagement letter that I can send over to you in about, say, an hour or two maximum. Right? So it's going to be a 6 month contract, you say, right? You don't want to sign up for the yearly. You don't want to do the, it's a minimum 6 month plan that you want to go for, right?
It's minimum 6 months, do I have to pay 6 months up front?
Yeah, you pay for the 6 months upfront together, especially when you go for the promotional pricing, but you get a 30 days trial period, right? So in that period, it's mentioned on the contract as well that you can try the service. If you don't like it, I think by the first 30 days, you would be done with at least a couple rounds of revisions or iOS updates or Android updates or whatever that is in the first go. So during that time when you communicate with the team, you communicate with myself and my team members. If you don't like it and you feel like you want to opt out, you could have better options, then we will give you 100% money back minus the first month of service that you must have already consumed by then. So you do get that option for the first 30 days as well.
$1,800. I don't have $1,800. Is there another option on that? Because I don't have, honestly, my issue is my funds. I've been dealing with this company 4 years, and we still, and I'm still. It's been 4 years to build this app, and we still have issues with the original scope of work. Financially, they have exhausted me. So, not only have they exhausted me, I don't have an app that I'm comfortable attempting to make profit off of.
I realize where you're coming from, and I'm sorry to hear that, but I did look at the application. I mean, it has a few bugs in it, and, I could instantly catch them, but otherwise, I love the concept. I mean, it's, the concept could, we could also, look at different ways to enhance it, but as far as the maintenance is concerned, I mean, I know where you're coming from, and financially speaking, I mean, with any company for that matter, I mean, I'm sure you must have done your shopping around. Most of the companies offer you a minimum 6 months, and most of them would charge you upfront because and the only reason behind that is because when you assign the resources at our end, we have to assign the resources to you, right? So we have to log the resources for at least a few months, and we have to get the payment upfront to make sure we can assign the resources of that kind of cost and that kind of expense, right? Although everything will be in-house, but the kind of cost I'm giving you, I mean, of course, if we go on a monthly plan, we wouldn't be able to absorb the upfront cost or the initial cost of setting things up for you.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that's a lot upfront. I might be able to like pay half one week and the other half. I mean, pay half 1 week, the other half another week, or. I might have to wait until I get two paychecks to kind of cover it. Like I say, man, I worked at McDonald's. It was a great idea, and I went up. That's not as professional. So,
right.
With some money, I give them money, but I get no results. So I'm just kind of, which is not any, that's not your problem, but I'm kind of looking for somebody that, paying is not the problem. I don't have no problem paying. I just don't have the money. If I'm moving from one company to another company, if I got the app built, I had the app built. So, I mean, they didn't build it for free.
Uh-huh.
And, so I'm just.
Arthur,
I tell you what.
Uh-huh. I tell you what on a personal level, right? Keeping aside the business relationship for a moment. No matter what kind of due diligence you do, there can be bad experiences, right? I mean, there are companies out there. I mean, it may not just be the company themselves. It may just be, they may have some special constraints or whatever that is. So there can be bad experiences. With us, we try and, put that down in a contract. I'm not too sure if you had a contract with the other company or not, because if you had to exhaust all your resources before you realize that it would not work out with them, then it does feel like there was some loophole in the contract which allowed them to keep all the money, right? With us, it doesn't happen like that. And you could check us online on clutch.com. You could check us online on Trustpilot. I can even send you the links, right? I can send you over Bark link. I can send you over Trustpilot link. I can send you over Clutch link. You are more than free to do your due diligence, right? You can look at it. You can see what the other clients say about us. Even if you want to look at it, some of the portfolio we've done, We send you the portfolio as well. You can download the applications that are live on the App Store. You can look at them. And then if you feel comfortable, there's no hard and fast, commitment with you. If you feel comfortable, you want to do it, you're more than welcome to get back to me. As far as the payment is concerned, what I'll do for you is, because since you, I think I don't have a record with your name in our files, so I'm assuming that this is the first time you're working with us. And just
Yeah.
given that you mentioned that, you know, you've been ditched by the other company that you work with, what I'll do for you is I'll break this down into two parts for you. So you mentioned that you want to pay this in two paychecks that you receive, right? So you'll get about 2 weeks to complete the payment. And B, I'll get you the discounted pricing that I quoted you last time. And that's just to, you know, kind of honor the word we had together. Now, that said, when you pay the first installment, that's going to lock the discounted pricing for you. And then I'll give you 2 weeks to go ahead and pay the remainder as well. And by that time, you'd have a good idea of the kind of service we offer as well, right? Because by that time, I'll have the team assigned to you. You can have the first works rolled out to them, the first task, whatever you want to get done. You can send them over. In fact, I'll stay in communication with you myself. I'll manage this. I'll overlook this myself. So we will be in correspondence. So the first 2 weeks, you can try the service. You feel comfortable, you go ahead and pay the remainder. That's going to be the other half, and that's going to complete your payment. Now, from there, you'll still have another 2 weeks to try the service according to the 30-day trial we give you. And during this time,
right,
if you feel good, we'll proceed forward with the next 5 months. And if you don't, then I'll get you your money back, no problems.
Okay, that's beautiful. I'm going to call my wife. Send me those Trustpilot things because, we kind of need that. We, like I say, I came up with this idea May 2018, and here we are 2022, and we're still working on original scope of work. So I've been burned by this company. I continue to pay. What I'm going to do is talk to my wife, and once I agree, once everything is good, what would I need from the other company? What do I need to do to let it be known that you're taking over?
Okay, so they need to provide us the access to the test flight because the app's on your name. I checked that on the App Store. So you need to give us your test flight and your Google console access. So it's both the iOS and the Android, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to give us the access to your Google console for Android and your iOS test flight for the iOS application.
Okay.
Right, so I'll send you the engagement letter, the draft of it, so you can look at it. You can share that with your wife as well, along with the links, right? As long as you guys sign up, today's Tuesday, right? So, I mean, if you guys want to do this right off the bat, then we can consider that you can lock the discounted pricing that I gave you. So you can review the draft real quick. You can check that with your wife as well. You can look at the Clutch and the Trustpilot links. And just please make sure to send over the contract copy to me back with the signatures, right? So as long as you do that within this time frame, I'll be able to get you the discounted pricing as well, and I'll break the payment into two parts for you too, right?
What day is? Today's Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, yeah.
Because I'm going to have an issue because I get paid next Wednesday. So I'm just waiting for a paycheck so I can make a payment. I mean, it would be, I think, $900. That would be my complete paycheck. But I just let me see if I be able to acquire the funds some other way.
Did you say it's going to take until next Wednesday for you guys to press the buzzer on this?
That's when I get paid. I use this check for the beginning of the month, my bills, and I get paid next Wednesday, and then 2 weeks after that, I can finish the $1,800. I mean, six months at $299, that's $1,800. So,
Right.
I mean,
Go
ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, well, I think I'll have to step back a bit. I'm so sorry. I felt like you were, you were ready to sign up, and that's why I said that I'll be able to honor the discounted pricing to you. But if this is going to go to the next week, then I'll have to get back to you because, like I said, the discounted pricing is no more available. If I had signed you up for this pricing, this would have been an exception, right? So, given that it's still going to take a week, and I understand it, you have your paycheck coming in, you still need to wait for it. I'll have to discuss at my end as well on, the promotional pricing because I'm almost sure we wouldn't be able to do that kind of price by the time you come back next week. So.
Okay. All I can say, man, is do what you can do, man. I get up, I go to work every day. I came up with an idea that this whole app, the whole concept is totally, matter of fact, it's not even complete. Like I say, the original scope of work is not even done. So, I'm looking to give, I'm looking to getting with a company that I could grow with. I probably should have left them a long time ago. But like I say, man, I'm just a regular person. I don't have a company. I don't have, I'm just a guy who came up with an idea. So, I'm just trying to do the best I can. But unfortunately, that energy wasn't matched with the company I was with. Of course, if your company is a lot better, I mean, you'll benefit from it because my loyalty is real. It's a real, but I understand this is business and my tears is not your problem. So it's, but I'm just trying to find something fair so I can just kind of start. I can't even start. Like I don't feel comfortable. I got videos, I got connections, I got a lot of stuff, but I don't feel comfortable with the state of the app. So I can't just share it with the world because I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like it's I don't feel like it's I don't want uninstalls. You download it, you
Yeah,
touch it,
that is the
and
biggest dread, yeah.
right. So therefore, I can't financially benefit off the app. Once I kind of get it fixed, then I can attempt to benefit off it. But which is like I say, any company that I deal with, I'm not trying to go to the next company because as you can see, I committed 4 years to this company, and I got absolutely nothing. So I mean, I'm just trying to find somebody that's gonna kind of help me out, and because I know from what the app is, I mean, it don't have live on it. It don't have. There's a lot that it doesn't have. And that'll be the benefit of the company that I go to. But like I said, is
Right, that is more work if together, when you feel comfortable with the maintenance and everything that comes, that goes on track, then, of course, there are more enhancements, more features that you need within the application. That you can think to. So I realize that, Arthur, I'll tell you this, my friend. I'd rather say that we've got a hold of each other at a good time. I'll be honest with you because we've been trying to connect since the last week, and during this time, the month has ended as well. This is probably the last opportunity that we can use if you want to go for the discounted pricing. And I'm just stressing on that because you're mentioning about the financial situation. I want to make this the easiest. Possible at my end for you, right? My recommendation to you is that since you got connected today, you don't have much to lose here because you get a 30 days maintenance trial period as well. So I'd rather say you try the service, right? $900. I know it's a hard time for everyone financially, but try and come up with that and try and get this going. And if it doesn't work out, I'll get you the money back for the next 2 months, which is about $600 for the second and the third month if it doesn't work out, like I said, right? So I'd rather say you don't miss the opportunity if you since we've got connected today, and I can vouch for my company, I can vouch for my people, but then like I said, it's a business transaction. I know you want to do your due diligence as well, but I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity just because you had a previous bad experience and you want to be extra careful trying out a new company. And I realize, I mean, that's fair, like I said, but with us, you get the maintenance, you get the trial period. And you're getting the best price possible, to be honest with you. I mean, this is the price that we give to the clients that we build the application for as well, which you realize is kind of a priority set of clients because they you know, we build the application for them, and then we, you know, maintain the application for them as well. So for all the other services they get from us, they get a bit better pricing than a regular client, right? With you, you're getting
right.
the same price as what we give it to our regular client, and it's the best discounted price. I mean, I don't think you'd get a better price than this even at the time of Christmas with us.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I'm not disputing nothing. I'm just, I just have an app that I can't profit from, and I'm basically like, the people I'm dealing with won't fix. If I could get in contact with them to fix the app, I wouldn't need a new company. Like, you know, if it was.
Of course, yeah.
I mean,
no one likes to, you know, move to other companies and try them out, because I know there's a lot of uncertainty with going with a new company and leaving the people who actually built the idea for you. And I completely realize that. But, you know, like you said, I mean, I'm sure today if you're speaking and you had to go out to search a new company, there must be problems with the previous company that you're working with. And with an application, it's more like a product startup, right? Where the application is the whole core and the whole base of your company or your new venture.
Right.
So it doesn't have
right.
to be faulty. It cannot lag out in any way, because that's all that you have as your first impression to your user base, your customers or your consumers on the application. And then, you know,
right.
from there you have to do marketing as well. You have to, you know, make sure you can get as many downloads as possible as well, because you want to have a sizable user base on the application as well. So there's a long way to go from here. And if you don't have a company that you trust, then you're kind of in a limbo right now, where you don't know where this venture itself, you know, the whole company and the whole idea could go, just based upon, you know, the company that's executing it for you. So I know where you're coming from, but I think you have a long way to go from here. You need to find a company that you can stick with on a longer run, say a year or two, and they can even handle your marketing as well. That said, if the maintenance works out and you get back to me, you tell me, Rick, it's working out flawlessly, I love the team, I love how it's coming along, then I'll show you more ways as well. We can talk about the marketing as well. We can talk about other features that we think and my team thinks there should be on the application. We've built 500 mobile applications out there, Arthur, right? So we'll come up with ideas as well. We'll show you more ways on how to make this successful. And I think this maintenance plan is just going to be a handshake service between you and us, more like something that you can try out. Honestly, to me, I mean, I don't like to stress on the fact that you can try before you can buy, or, you know, you have a trial period, because I like to build long-term relationships. So I try and make sure, at least with my clients that I onboard for this company, I try and make sure I satisfy them first. I make sure, you know, they know, you know, a good bit about the company before they sign up, because that's how you can ensure a long-term relationship. But in your case, and, you know, this special case, we are short on time, and I want to make sure you stay within your bootstrap budget. You don't have to go for the regular pricing on a regular day. So this is probably the best that I can do for you. And like I said, this is going to be our first service together, our first, you know, handshake. And from here, I can see a lot of opportunities on a mutual benefit, whereby we could look at marketing, we could look at advancements, and we can go a lot of ways from here.
Okay. All right.
Right, so let's just open doors to it, if you allow. Get on board with me. Let's try and work this together. You like it, we have a long way to go from here. You don't like it, I'll get your money back. That's not a problem. We can always meet at a better time. You are a company. If you leave us today, you're definitely going to come back in say 5 months, 6 months. You will still remember us for you know, the humility and the kind of people you work with, at least.
That's what I'm kind of looking for, humility. But like I say, you know, I'm just broke. I don't even know no other better way to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've invested probably $50,000 into this, man. It took 35 to build. You know, I mean, I just feel like I just dealt with a company that just didn't want nothing but my money, and I didn't know where else to go, so I just kept pouring money into it, and now I have no more money. But I'll see what I can do, man. I'll see what I can do. I like how you're talking, and I want to work with y'all. You know, like I'm not. I'm not big on trying to find out. Like, I need to find me a good company, but, I'm going to trust that who I pay takes care of what I'm paying them for. You know, it's kind of like you go to McDonald's and you order an item and you pay for it and you expect that to be in your bag. You know, when it's not in your bag, you know, you kind of upset. But I didn't, you know, it's been,
right.
I didn't know what the bag was supposed to have in it. So that's why here we are 4 years later, and now I'm like, this is not supposed to be in my bag.
Right. Like I said, I mean, you cannot stop just because you had a bad experience. You cannot, you know, delay other things or your own plans just because the other company did not work out well with you. And to be honest with you, like I said, it may not just be the other company or they may not just be bad people. I think you've had a long relationship with them, so I don't want to bad mouth about them. But, you know, there's always a way to get back on track and get that going, right? So,
That's all I want. Let me call my wife.
Yeah, call her and let me know, and I'll call you back, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I'll figure out something, hopefully. I'm not even going to look for another company. I'm just going to figure out how to get the money. Like, I mean, I probably could look and find somebody cheaper, but I'd rather work with you. I mean, you put the Trustpilot out there, and that word humility, it goes a long way, you know.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, so I'm just...
long way to go from here. That's my first feeling. And you talk to your wife as well, see how comfortable she is, because she's not listening to me, right? So she may be able to make a more neutral, more informed decision, right? So she'll be looking at our Trustpilot, our Bark, our Clutch, and let's see what she says about it. And then if you guys feel comfortable, just give me a call back. I'll you know, make the arrangements at my end to sign you up on the discounted pricing, and we'll go from there.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk again.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye now.